Okay, well, Tyler Anthony with the City of Escanaba is with us, and how's it going, sir?
Oh, it's going great today.
Good, good. Well, you did send out a press release talking about the possibility of allowing chickens and other creatures, I guess, of that species in the City of Escanaba. I know we've had this come up before, haven't we?
Well, it sure is possible, but at least as far as I know, no serious actions to try to legalize chickens in the city has really happened, as far as I know. This is really amending language in both the zoning ordinance and the city code of ordinances, which currently has chickens and all kinds of other creatures as being illegal to keep in the city.
So why are we even discussing this? Is there some constituents of yours, or some people in the city here that want to have chickens on their properties?
Yeah, this has kind of come from a few different corners of our awareness, I suppose. Our code enforcement crew over at Public Safety has come across more and more of these chicken coops being kept. Our assessment team is finding them as well, and at the same time, through COVID and all the aftermath, we've seen more of an interest in, you know, producing food for somebody's own family. So being able to provide eggs, which have been quite expensive, or any meats or anything like that, it's certainly something that's worth a look. Both in terms of economic viability of the community, sustainability, these movements to create your own food, and ease of code enforcement for us in a way.
Okay, so how can people weigh in on this? I know you want to kind of gauge the community, see what people are thinking, right?
Right. So at this point, we don't have any information available for public review. Press release was intended to sort of get people thinking about it before we were able to release the draft ordinance before the Planning Commission meeting.